Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Just Lynn, your best lady there with Uyincwele right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Bring us to exactly 24 minutes to 8. Welcome to Eat. This is Thursday Live with me, Godfrey. Remember, we'll go all the way until 8 o'clock. And this time around, we cross over to a beautiful town that I've never seen before. Yes! Habari, a place that you have never seen something like that, literally and figuratively. Yeah, Hubu Akan Nali, Western area. From Western area.
A town of choice.
A town of choice, Western area.
Yes, sir.
I love Western area. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know a verse that says you love him even though you haven't seen him?
You walk by faith, not by sight.
There is what you call love at first sight, but this is not love at first sight. It's love at no sight at all. Never seen it, but I love it.
We bless the Lord. We bless the
Must
Lord.
Be a very blessed Lord. Place. I must go there. You lose a deliverance. Sir.
No, Major One, you are welcome. bring your gadgets. Bring your gadgets.
Come there. Do some deliverance. Delivering. I'm going to deliver people. Bishop, if you can please greet our listener at home. Hey, I can't wait to hear what you have in store for them.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mruti Mwabi, and your beloved listeners, the Radio Pulpit. Madume Hafeli. In times such as this, we are really honored from time to time to be given this opportunity to come and share on this blessed platform, man of God.
And we are continuing with the topic that we have been dealing with, Mfundis. I know that last week it was a unique one. We had a fundraising event, and at the same time, we'd like to thank our honorable listeners for making that possible, making it successful.
We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord.
Yes, Mfundisi, where we have left off, let's continue there.
We are talking the reality of your commitment, Mruti Mwabi, and we quoted the scriptures of Romans chapter 12. And I'll just like to read verse 2 and 3, Fela Mruti Mwabi, for the sake of time. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Now, Mruti Mwabi, having said that, we just need to understand the realistic evaluation of our application, you know, when coming to the spiritual truth. And when now we consider our reality, you know, of our commitment as far as spiritual truth is concerned, we need to know that we are living in two different worlds. There is a world that is called the world of answers and the world of questions. And the world of questions is the physical world, eloring replant we go on. You know, this is where, you know, God downloaded us. But in order for us to have all the answers, we need to reconnect to the world of answers, which is our spiritual realm. And now this is where now when the physical and the spiritual worlds collide, you know, hobana little shifting thing that is alama pidonga batho. That is why for the longest of time, really challenge you now. How are we navigating, you know, our way through, you know, despite each and every challenges that we are encountering, now taking into consideration how we were brought up, you know, taking into consideration how we were paralyzed, as much as, you know, we might try to sugarcoat this, but the damage that was done, Moruti Moabi, more the Kelelons, about many people, people of our color, were enslaved, you know, how hulu, and this is how, you know, even now when we need to take, you know, the baton, you know, refit to the next generation, there is a serious commotion now, because people now, they start questioning, really, we were not expecting them to be questioning them now, because in a way we thought that they were thoroughly rooted and fully immersed in the knowledge of who God is. But now, because we were limited in our thinking, we were also limited in a sense of how we evaluated ourselves as far as spiritual truth is concerned. We realized there, Moruti Moabi, that we failed to strike the balance between the mind, the soul, and the will. And which makes you know motu ya felesi, because the Bible says motu became a living soul when the spirit kissed the dust. Now in order for us to understand the word haribuaka soul ribuaka ing, when we speak about the soul, we speak about the mind. And now Paul is saying We cannot copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but we must let God, we must let God to you know metamorphose us you know into a new person by changing the way we think. If we sit down thoroughly, Moruti Moabi, and look at how we conducted ourselves throughout the years, you know, we became people by luring rene remata kanto ere sa tsebe mo ithomileng hape re sa tsebe na e fella kae. Many people decided even to go to Bible school, because many thought that when they run to Bible school, that is where they are going to meet God. But unfortunately so, they did not know that the Modimo had to go to Bible school in order for one to have a personal relationship with Modimo. God must reveal himself to him or her. And this is where now we had a challenge, or now, how now are we managing our sense of behavior, our attitudes, and also in our characters? Because for the longest of time, they are good when coming to quote the scriptures, but failing decimally so when coming to implement them. Now, the level of implementation is saying, the same person, that is the same person, is wicked, is bitter.
So we've got two people there. We've got two people. We've got a preacher and Pastor so and so. We've got a preacher and a prophet so and so, Mfundisi. So we are not actually allowing the word to transform us. I think the reason could be what actually brought us to the Bible school in the first place. Did we go there to be transformed, or did we just go there to acquire knowledge, or did we go there to acquire both, to be transformed and to acquire knowledge? Because I think they are both critical for us to become successful.
We need to understand, Moruti Moabi. That's why I first mentioned the world of questions and the world of answers. These are two different worlds. And now, since now we fully understand, based on our divine nature, that we were first created before we were formed, That simply means that we come, you know, we stepped out of eternity. We stepped out of eternity into time. And when we stepped out of the place called Eon into the place called Kronos, that's when the clock started ticking. But now, when the time runs out, Muruti, when I'm not going to ring, now go here, fail, when I'm going to ring, the entire expire, then Hanna Guerna expire in the world called Kronos, then we need to step back into the place called Eon. Now, this is where now we need to understand that each and every educational institution, they offer what we call borrowed knowledge. We go there to learn what some other people discovered. You know, this is where now you learn about, you know, the discoveries they were there before us, and nobody ever questioned or not, how did these people get all these sorts of revelations? In order for people now to go to the colleges and to the universities in order to acquire that knowledge, but each and every knowledge that we go there to acquire, it is borrowed because somebody had to, to experience, somebody had to discover that. And now this is where now when we sit thoroughly and also master and understand our level of existence, Uruna, why are we here? What is our purpose? Why God has to allow me, why God had to allow me, you mentioned them all, you know, there are certain things, how you cannot add them up because you are living in the world of the questions. And each and every question, now when you ascend into the world of answers. And this is where many people, when we had to address the issue of the spiritual truth of Muruti Mwabi, they remained paralyzed and stagnant as far as spiritual truth is concerned. Because when we study, there is a study called angelic intelligence. When we do that study, you know, there are certain things that number one, they are saying as far as this study is concerned, you know, on your right hand side, when you turn your head towards your right hand side, you look right into the face of your guardian angel. And this is the angel that makes sure you will master and understand the purpose of your existence. But when you look at your left hand side, that is where your opposition, your opponent, to oppose each and every good thing that you need to achieve in this life. But God allowed that to happen. That is why the Bible says all things work together for good. Now, understand this one now, Muruti Mwabi. The study goes on by saying everything, every buang positively so, all that you will experience in your life will be a positive energy, meaning that everything will start making sense because we are that creation, Elohim. When we speak, we create. That is why the Bible says we were created in the image and the likeness of God. And we know that when God speaks, He creates. Now, the challenge now, out of our subconscious mind, if we are not yet metamorphosed, you know, by the level of our thinking, we return into a new person by how we think, then we have a challenge, or everything that will utter out of our mouth, it will be negative energy. And that is when now every calamity and catastrophic situation that you will encounter in your life is something that you brought upon yourself because you confessed that from time to time. I mean, how bula mulomo, ubua feila, how bua mulomo, ubua lifu, how bula mulomo, ubua difu. And to oppose each and every positive thing. Now, if Manaba Mudimu then, Manabaka understand that this secret, Manabaka came out to allow. In order for us to go Anakana, really go all night prayer, Rohalmela Madimona. All that we were supposed to do, this was to change our channel. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to train Malemi Arona, who bua bupilo. That is why the Bible says, when you are weak, that is when you are strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I can see. Now, the biggest challenge, Murutu Kuri, Selsi bua. You say Ubansona. And now we missed that. We missed that for the longest of time. That is why you find people by learning, they become stagnant and also not only stagnant but bitter in their situation of struggling and lack. Why they are stagnant is because they forever confessing dilote negativika melomo ya bona. They stand there, you know, professing that kibanaba mudimu, confessing or bona they are born again, you know, banaba mudimu, but melomo ya bona ibualifu.
I think the reason being it depends on what we feed ourselves with. We don't spend a lot of time in the Word. We want the pastors to read the Word for us. We want the Proverbs to. The only thing that we can try to speak positive is what the pastors have said or the Proverbs have said. But on our own, there is absolutely nothing positive. We don't have the Word in our hearts, Mfundisi. Don't you think also that the blame could be put squarely on the pulpit? People are not encouraged to read and study the Word. Not everybody, though. I'm not trying to generalize here.
I get you all the challenge Ibeseba guy Muruti Mohabi. The challenge Ibeseba, on Horuna, you know, people by luring, we were trusted by the lives and the souls of many, you know, to come and be the coach and the mentors. Who discover Mudimu on their own. We cannot discover God for people. We cannot go out there rikise Mudimu Hobatu. Kulokela Hobonta Baturna Mudimu Obatu Ajuang Utolo Juang. Mutu emung liemung ulukela we tolla mudimu. Hamutu asoka abale a personal revelation. Urina mudimu ke manguye na atama ya kabo paki baba tu baba mutu wana o dangerous muruti mabi. That is why we are sitting in the world, especially the churches, I mean, telling they are full of converts but not disciples. And Jesus did not come to make converts. Jesus came, Muruti Mwabi, to to make disciples. And now we fail to repeat what our Lord and Savior did. That is why we want to lord over people. That is why we fight over people. That is why Rebaka honka ownership yabatu. Rebaka urua batu, because now it is no longer about unleashing them to acquire and also to discover the purpose of their existence. But we keep them closer to us as the more we get things tailoring, I mean, radibaka mapilongabon, especially those monetary value things tailoring. At least I can pay my bills. You know, I can put petrol into my car. But runamotuona mudimu umukiseri tseunguna. I fail to understand that. That is why you find people by loring babi tsaba to di harafu tsaba or no mutuona. You know, unkile papa yak. How was our mamruti? How the muruti unkile papa ya how? we like our cruiser carpet Africa anchor, you know your cruiser. No. We kill somebody, I support Mpono. But it is not about somebody, yeah, support Mpono. How is it now? Are you discipling this person to become? Because another thing that we need to understand, you can only disciple faithful people. Now, there are people who are faithful enough to come and support each and everything that you do. But instead of now discipling them to become what God called them to be, then you want to take ownership, mapilonga bon. You know, then you become a spiritual father. Now, so a spiritual father, now you decide what goes with the cow, you decide what comes, and now you limit them in the level of thinking. Because if you don't hire to win, hire to mudimu, that is where now the biggest mistake is. And I'm here humbly, so Mruti Mwabi, you know, pleading with the men of the club, my fellow general, sorry, this is the time and age, more kamiling, ribe se umudimu aiten ribe so nabanembahai. Because for the longest of time, we ended up saving, you know, the opposition, you know, side of things, rather than sticking to the positive side of things. We know that we are planted, you know, kaga le fatse la dipotso. But as much as una le fatse la dipotso, that means to say una le fatse la dikarabo. And that is our spiritual realm. Now, if we can master our spiritual truth, there is hope for the next coming generations, and the church will never be the same again, Murutimua, because the converts can never make disciples, but disciples can make other disciples.
That was powerful, Mfundisi. Unfortunately, as always, in Legane Mutinyane Nako, our time has really come to an end. Murutimua, how can they get hold of you?
Muruti Mwabi is
072-316-3117. Bishop David Malatse on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. His number again is 072-316-3117. Up next is Slala Night right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Please don't touch that dial, for the best is coming your way a few minutes from now. Until we meet again sometime next week, same time, same place. Good night.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za, or call me on 012-334-1265, and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.